turnout of events in India. Sonia Gandhi has been confirmed as leader of the Indian National Congress Party and will likely become that nation's new prime minister. The Congress Party won an unexpected victory over the ruling BJP in parliamentary elections this week. The Italian-born Mrs. Gandhi is the widow of slain Prime Minister Rajiv Gandhi and the daughter-in-law of Indira Gandhi. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us from New Delhi. Philip, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome.
And what more has to happen before Sonia Gandhi becomes prime minister?
Well, the parliamentary party has made her the leader, and now she's got to engage in the business of coalition building. And that's going on as we speak. Congress, her party, and its allies are about 55 seats short of a majority, so they need some partners to form a government. The focus is very much falling on the leftist, the Communist Party. For example, the Communist Party of West Bengal, which has a nice parcel of seats, about 38 seats there. And their politburos, there are two branches, and their politburos are meeting today to discuss whether they will go into the government and actually play a role in it, and if so, on what terms, or whether they will support it from the outside. It does seem clear, though, that they have decided that they want to be part of this government and will support Congress, and therefore Mrs. Gandhi is likely to become Prime Minister of this country.
And given the constitution of that coalition, what do you think India and the world might be able to expect from Mrs. Gandhi after she takes power?
Well, this is very much the subject of public debate here at the moment. One of the issues is concern, particularly in the stock markets, for example, that the leftist parties will want to either restrain or reverse the privatization strategy of the last government. Congress, Mrs. Gandhi's party, has said that it's not pursuing privatization as a policy, as an ideology, but it's not against it per se. But one or two of the left leaders have expressed criticism of privatization. And that sent the Indian stock prices tumbling yesterday. And so exactly how this government will look like, or what it will look like, is still very much the unknown, really, and the subject of great debate here.
Mm-hmm. The communists of Bengal have demonstrated themselves to be practical communists in the past, haven't they?
Yes, indeed. I was speaking to one yesterday, one of the more senior members, and asked him about that. He said, well, you know, we are pragmatic about matters, and we don't want to scare away investment. We do realize how important that actually is. So it looks, on the face of things, as if they will be able to do business. How stable a government it will be, though, remains to be seen. If the leftists stay on the outside, supporting it in parliament, but not actually playing a role in government, it may not be that stable a government.
Mm-hmm. Philip, how was it that the BJP were upset?
That, too, is a matter of great discussion here. There are many theories, but they seem to be focusing primarily on the fact that the government lost touch with the rural reality. It lost touch with the masses of poor, particularly the farmers out there in rural India, and concentrated on the middle class and emphasizing the economic benefits that 8% growth had brought. It sort of illustrated that in many ways the country doesn't know itself terribly well. No one in the political or journalistic community, no pundits, no diplomatics, no soothsayers, as far as I know, actually managed to predict this result. And so it's taken all by surprise, and that is the issue now under discussion. That's what went wrong.
Mm-hmm. And NPR's Philip Reeves, speaking from New Delhi, thanks very much.
You're welcome.